You know, Reba, that song, we love the Church of God too. I'm glad it was built up on the rock. And it's, one poet says, tempered by the Holy Spirit and Christ the rock, and God is the Father of all. Thank the Lord. I'm glad that the Lord loves everyone. You know, that so favorite scripture says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm glad that God looked down upon us and was willing to take us in to his fold. In the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, it mentions about being adopted as sons into the family of God. Well, I'm glad that the Lord has adopted all of those that will come to him. One scripture says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. God wanted them all to come to him. He would that all men come to him. But he left that up to individuals. He left that up to their choosing. But if we choose to be in the family of God, if we choose to be the sons of God, well, God will receive us and write our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Lord dropped a little message in my heart this morning. I felt like it would be profitable to the saints. So we desire your prayers as we endeavor to give out what the Lord has given to us. Here in 1 Thessalonians, 18th verse, we want to call your attention. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God and Christ Jesus concerning you. Now this year, to me, this brings it a personal communication to us. It says concerning you. God is concerned about every one of us. He's concerned about every one of us. And it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's through us being adopted into the family of God and having Jesus as our Savior that we can know that all things is working for our good. It says that everything give thanks. Over in Ephesians 5 and 20, we want to notice another scripture. In Ephesians 5 and 20. Amen. 5 and 20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, giving thanks always for all things. That includes everything. All things includes everything that comes to us. And the reason we can do that is because we have a Heavenly Father. We have a God that is looking for our welfare, and he's winning our path. When he allows something to come your way, well, he has a purpose in that. He has a purpose for that being for your benefit. So then, I'm thankful that we're not in this world alone. We're not here, it says we're pilgrims and strangers, but we're not here to find our way. You know, there's a song that says, I cannot find my way alone. Well, God didn't intend us to find our way alone, but he's there to help us. It says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Lord loved us so much, he gave his life for us. He shed his blood for us. So everything that we get comes to us through the merits of Jesus' blood. And then it comes to us through the tender mercies of God's watchful care over us. You know, there's a little tract that is written concerning you. And in this tract it says, everything that happens to you is for your benefit if you believe it. It says even not only the joyous things that happen, but I believe in this tract it says even the frown will get, we can, it will work for our good. So if you'll notice here, it says there in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, God wants to take us down to an individual. He wants to deal with us as individuals. It's wonderful when we meet in a collective body like this, and we enjoy the things collectively and all. That's wonderful. The Lord, we can give thanks to that too. But when we're out on our own, when we just by ourselves, well, God is keeping watch over us. One place Jesus says, speaking of his little ones, says their angels do always behold the face of my Father. So if and Jesus taught us that how he cares for the sparrow. Well, you know, if he cares for the sparrow, well, then Jesus says, how much better are you than the sparrows? I remember being in Burbank, California, at our terminal there. There was a little bit mixed up on something, who was to meet me there at the air terminal. So I walked out the side door there, and when you go out that door, you can't get back in. So I sat out there for quite a while waiting for someone to come. And there were some little sparrows, the best I remember. Anyway, the Lord brought my mind to the sparrow on the housetop. And the Lord let me know, well, I'm caring for you. I'm caring for you. It wasn't very long until some brothers there in California, their little boys, came to meet me. Well, I was glad for that. So we can give thanks that God don't forget us. Over in, I believe it's the 49th chapter of Isaiah, it says, we might turn and read that, didn't we? 49th chapter of the book of Isaiah. I'm not sure just what verse, but we'll find it. 49th chapter. In the 14th verse, says, but Zion said, the Lord hath forgotten me, and the Lord hath had forsaken me, and the Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand, and thy walls are continually before me. Now then, if we are graven upon the palms of God's hand, and his walls, our walls, are continually before him, and he's promised not to forget us, well, then we can rejoice. We can give thanks for all things. Sometimes some things will happen that we will wonder, well, what does the Lord have in this for us? But we serve a God that is able to work out all everything for our good. In Romans 8:28, it says that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Well, you know, that is something to give thanks for, isn't it? Something to give thanks for. The Lord has promised, if we would obey him, he's promised to bless us and promised to help us and do the things that is necessary for us. He's promised to do that. And then we can, when he does those things for us, well, then we can give thanks. You know, the one scripture says over in, I believe it's Lamentations, it says, thy mercies are new every morning. It says, thy compassions fail not. You know, every morning, God, he's looking out for us, and he wants us to look up to him. One scripture, I believe it is in 1 and 17 of the book of James, it says, and every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Just when we need those things is when God is able to send those gifts and able to minister to us, so we can give thanks. We can give thanks to the Lord for all the things that He allows to come our way. And everything, give thanks. Any time that we have given our hearts to the Lord, have repented of our sins, and especially and more fully when we have consecrated our whole life to the Lord, the Lord takes note of that, and He has obligated Himself to care for us. One place it says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. No matter what our cares may be, we can cast them upon the Lord, and we can give thanks for that. When we were in the South not long ago, riding with Mike and LaDonna, she had the radio tape on, and it was saying, God is bigger than anything, bigger than any trouble, bigger than any of my hang-ups, bigger than any of my questions, bigger than everything. Well, you know, we can give thanks to God because He's bigger than everything. And He loves us. He says He loves us with an everlasting love. And you know, we can give thanks for that because the Lord loves us. I thought of sometimes the Lord allows His children to get in real severe circumstances. But you know, God don't forsake them when they get there. God, I remember the little motto that showed someone walking in a certain place where there was two walking, and then afterwards there was just one walking. And they was asking about the Lord being with them. He says, well, when you got into those hard places, I took you up in my arms. So the Lord will... He will minister to us in the hard places and whatever comes our way. I think that it would, they just a lot said about giving thanks to the Lord. There's just a whole lot said about it. Over in, I believe it is in Hebrews, let's notice 13th chapter of Hebrews. 13th chapter of Hebrews. Thank you. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Amen. Did you know it says, offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually? Amen. Now, back under the old law, they, in order to have the favor of God, God required them, and they, some of them, those that love the Lord, offered sacrifice to the Lord to show their appreciation for what God had done for them. Well, here, God is not so much interested in just the burnt sacrifices, but He's looking at that praise in our hearts. That what comes from the heart that says, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. You know, it's good to thank the Lord today, but when it says continually, well, that means tomorrow. And then that means the next day. That means every day. Every day, give thanks to the Lord. Let's turn over to Daniel 6 and 10 and see what happened over here. In Daniel 6 and 10.
Oh, yeah. Good old Daniel.
This was when a decree was passed that no one should call upon any god, worship any god except the king. So this was kind of framed up on Daniel. They says Daniel was perfect and he's faithful in all things. And all thing they could find against him was something concerning his god. So they framed it up. They got the king to make a decree that no one should pray to anyone except to him. So it says here in the 10th verse, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God as he did aforetime. Yes. Now, he was obeying that scripture where it says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips. Well, that was a sacrifice. You know, if Daniel would have been looking at the natural things, he'd have thought, well, if I'm going to pray, I better do it in secret. But he went to his open window, which was toward Jerusalem, and gave thanks to the God of heaven. How do you think he is able to do that? Well, he knew he had been obeying God, and he believed God, and God had already did so many things for him. He blessed them there when they refused to eat the king's meat, you know. Well, the Lord blessed them there. Then he blessed the 3 Hebrew children when they refused to bow down to the image that the king had set up. So Daniel was sure that God was able to deliver him. So he went and he offered thanks to God. Well, you know, I believe God appreciated that thanks. I believe that was a sweet incense to him, something that was pleasing to him. And you know what happens when we obey God and give thanks to him? You know what he's going to do? He's going to do so much more for us that he'll just add to our thanksgiving. That's what happened to Daniel. When Daniel stayed true and he kept giving thanks to God, he caused the old king to not sleep that night and caused Daniel to be taken up out of the lion's den. And then he was, if I remember right, he was promoted. So God is, that fulfills the scripture where it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Now the only way they can do that is because God is watching out for his children. So, we have a lot to give thanks to the Lord for. One of the greatest things that we can give thanks for is that we are children of God. That we're children of God, and that we've been adopted into the family of God, and that he has promised to care for us. Over in Colossians, we want to notice what it says over here. In Colossians, the 1st chapter, and we'll notice the 10th verse says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. You know, that's something that we can be thankful for. We can increase, we can learn in the things of God. We can continually increase. Over in the 115th Psalm, it says the Lord shall increase you from the least to the greatest. The Lord is concerned about us all along the way. He wants to increase us. Here it says, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. I thought about strengthened with his mighty power. Over in the 40th chapter of Isaiah, it says, those that have no might, he will increase strength. And those that faint, he will give power to the faint. And those that have no might, he increases strength. Well, that's something that you and I can be thankful for. That we have someone, when we get to our wits end and we don't know what to do, well, God can increase our strength. That has encouraged me many times. Well, I've been faint, and I didn't have much power, much strength, but God increased it. So that's something we can thank the Lord for. You know, there's nothing too hard for God when we trust in him. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. You know, sometimes the Lord permits us to be in trial. And, we don't exactly just say, Lord, I thank you for this certain thing that, you know, this individual thing, but if His grace is there, well, then we can thank the Lord for His grace. One time, Brother Pruitt was telling about someone threw a rotten egg and hit it, and he pulled out his handkerchief and wiped that rotten egg off and says, "Praise God." Well, he could thank the Lord for grace, see? So the Lord has promised to give us grace. He says, I'll help in time of need. So, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. You know, you and I have a great inheritance. We have one place that says we have an eternal inheritance. So that is something to give thanks about. And then he tells us, he says, we are kept by the power of God. Well, the Lord's watching over us. He's keeping us until we can receive that full inheritance. Well, what more would you want than that? He can help us here through our trials, through our difficulties. And then when it comes to the eternal part, well, he's there to give that to us too. So we have a lot to give thanks to. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Now we have nothing to boast of because we are delivered from the power of darkness, but we do have something to be thankful for. I'm thankful that the Lord saved me when I was a young man, and He has kept me saved down through the years. And I thank the Lord for that. I'm glad that, you know, one place that when he told Paul, gave him a commission, he says, I want you to go to the Gentiles to open their eyes, to turn them from the power of darkness unto light, from the power of Satan unto God. Well, isn't that something to be thankful for? How would you love to be blind? How would you love all the lights to be put out and the sun to go down? And then you had to find your way around, just a feeling. You're not stumble into this and stumble into that. Well, that would be a hard thing to endure, wouldn't it? But here, he says, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. You know, the devil is he's the one that has the power of darkness. But God delivers us from that power. The devil doesn't have power to go against God. You know, when Jesus was here, even the devils acknowledged that He was the Son of God. They were afraid of Jesus. Well, we've got someone that can control the devil. We've got someone that can bind the devil, can control him, and can add the things to us. So we have a lot to give thanks to. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. You know, this kingdom of His dear Son, this was something that was to last forever and ever. There in the ninth chapter of the book of Isaiah, it said, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. Well, that's something that we can be thankful for, that we have an Everlasting Father. We have a we have the one that is a Wonderful Counselor and a Mighty God, and then the Prince of Peace. You know that Prince of Peace? There's a whole message on peace. And the Lord is the Prince of Peace. There's nothing that can come into your heart and into your mind and into your life but what God can give you peace in there. He's the Prince of Peace. He knows how to do that. So that's something that we can give thanks for. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. You know, we have redemption through His blood. Yeah. You know what that redemption includes? It includes salvation from our sin. But it also includes the redemption of our bodies. Amen. Into a glorified body like under Jesus' body. Well, if we can go through life having God as our helper, and God being with us and taking notice of all of our needs, and then at last giving us everlasting life and with all the redeemed of all ages. You know, it's precious to meet just a few saints like we are here, Well, what will it be when we get to heaven? When we meet with the saints over there, it'll be wonderful. Then, you know, that would be our everlasting praise. That would be something, I suppose, one place it says we offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Sometimes we have to make a sacrifice here, but when we get over in heaven, it'll just flow out continually. There'll be no sacrifice on our part. It'll just be praising the Lord forever and ever. Thank the Lord. But now, one little thought I wanted to get is this first scripture that we read. It says, this is the will of God concerning you, that you give thanks in everything concerning you. See, each one of us, we can be you. You can be you, and I can be, you know, I can be included in that number. I'm glad that God has put all of this in our reach. You pray for me.